I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. It is the top 10 this week, and I've got to tell you, we've got a hot episode. I'm Kristen Burt, and back in studio with me, it's Jake in a tank top.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Welcome back, Jake. We missed you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
All right. And our very special guest tonight, not only do we have one guest, we've got two. Season 1 winner, Nick Lazzarini.
What's up?
Woo! Hi.
How are you guys doing?
I'm promising you guys, Nick's going to bring it tonight, all right? He's on fire.
He came to talk.
He came to talk, and he's got a lot of good things to share. Next to him, season 3's Jamie Goodwin.
Hello.
Woo. I have a lot to ask Jamie, too, because we do have. I'm going to ask you at least one question about walking on air.
I love that piece,
the Emmy-winning piece. So.
We're in love.
Different show, but I think it's worth talking about. Mm-hmm. So let's just get down to it because we have a lot to talk about. Nick has a lot to share with us.
Always.
And let's hope that we can get to Jake taking the tank top off at the end of the show.
That might be the grand finale.
Yeah.
If we can get that, like, that tweet going, then maybe. Possibly.
Let's do that. But let's get to the opening number, which we both called the Neon Cowboy Hip Hop number.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Jamal Sims was the choreographer. What did you think? I'll start with you.
I was a little taken aback by the costume. A little bit. But I thought the choreography was really great and fun, especially for the opening for the top 10. I thought it showed them off really well. There are random tap sections that I was like, what is this happening?
It's never good to, like, throw in a random tap section. Like, I just remember being at, like, dance competitions back in the day and, like, the girls, like, running off stage to put, like, shoes on and then coming back on and then putting their jazz, like, boots back on. I don't know about that.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Like a 2-8, like, flap. You know what I mean?
For me, it always seems like, is the choreographer not even... Did they not choreograph anything? Like, let's just throw some tap in there.
Well,
let's just throw.
I mean, well, they're the tappers on the show, right?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to showcase things for sure. But the number grew on me. You know, I watched the first one. I was like, whoa, a lot of color. And then after I watched it the second time, I was like, I was able to focus more, I think, on what was going on. There's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
The one thing I liked is that everyone was featured because we've been starting to see in some of the breakout groups and in the group numbers of, like, we're featuring Ricky. Yeah. Oh, wait, we're going to feature Ricky again. It was nice just to see everyone to have kind of a little solo moment and then, instead of it being the Ricky show.
And Jessica gets a lot of features in a lot of the group numbers, too. She's always front and center.
She's always front and center. A couple times, Tanisha, she'll have a moment and stuff like that. So that was our opening number. Tara Lipinski. I used to call her Tara LaPipsqueak when she was so tiny.
She was my least favorite because I was a Michelle Kwan fan, and I was devastated. Where was it? Was it Nagano?
Nagano, 1998.
Yep. Where she two-footed that loop. She two-footed that loop.
And for anyone that follows figure skating, Michelle Kwan had a perfect routine at Nationals and didn't replicate that at the Olympics. So,
well, she two-footed her landing, and then that little pipsqueak flew in there with her Anastasia number and stole that gold from Michelle.
He's got some built-up animals.
He's not holding on to it at all.
Welcome to the Olympics podcast. What do you think about her as a judge, at least?
I don't know. I have a hard time with, like, So You Think You Dance bringing on people that have no idea what dance is or anything about dance. And I'm sure she's taken a dance class or two before, mm-hmm. being a figure skater. But I always find it kind of, I don't know, kind of weird. Like, I wouldn't go on, like, a cooking show with somebody that had no idea how to cook before and have them be a judge. I just feel like that's
Right.
Lame.
Strange. Yeah.
She was kind of snarky during, I think she was in their top 20 Green Mile episode, and she was a little edgy with some of them.
Well,
but
having hair like that and the way they did it last night was probably why.
She had a mane. But I thought last night she was just very positive, because the judges at this point have no say. There's no saves, and that's that.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel that way about a lot of the judges. I mean, she had a great spirit last night, but a lot of the judges, they haven't been getting much criticism or anything to help the dancers along, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Yeah. I feel like it's just kind of been like, oh, you're great, but at what point does their growing stop if you just tell them they're great?
Right, and that's where you miss Misty Copeland, I think, because she was like, work on this, do this. At least you have a takeaway for next week, because you do need to improve somehow.
Yeah. I would like to see Misty Copeland as one of the actual judges, like real judges. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be a really great asset to the show. I don't know.
She has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, having a real dancer on the panel.
Yeah.
Go figure. Crazy. Oh. Crazy.
Yeah.
Shocker.
It'll be like having like the old season. When you guys were on, like season 1, 2, 3, we had
for our panel, it was Mia, it was Brian Friedman. We all know about her and her attitude, right? It was Dan Carradine, who now is like the Nigel Lithgow of like the Netherlands.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's like got like 7 different shows over there now.
Love that.
Crazy.
That's great. Tons
of
money.
Of course, Nigel and Mary. So it was a little bit more of a dance panel as opposed to like, you know, when Zooey Deschanel was on there.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to promote the Fox show.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the only judge that I really like when she's on there and she's not a dancer, Christina Applegate.
I love Christina. Yes.
She says some really intelligent things, and she actually relates what she knows about acting to dance, which dance and acting are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's really educated, and she totally deserves it.
She offers a very constructive opinion that is beneficial to the dancer, I thought.
And you see that because week to week, she actually goes, and you can see that she's been watching all of the shows. She has the history, and she's like, I need to just mention something from 2 weeks ago or something else like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, she's a fan, and I like that.
She is. Let's talk about the bottom four. Okay, so it was Bridget and Jackie for the girls and Emilio and Zach for the guys. Any surprises in the bottom four
there?
Not
at all.
No.
Not for me.
No.
Okay. So everyone
I feel like out of the others that were not in the bottom, they're probably the least favorite for me, just mm-hmm. in general. But it has changed a little bit since seeing this episode.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll save it for when we get to his dance. Because it's an interesting, because he's in the bottom and then I don't know. Okay. Let's talk about this.
I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. All right. Well, let's get to the first number of the night. It was Bridget and Brandon. Brandon being the all-star, of course, the Bollywood disco. Nakul was the choreographer. Poor Brandon.
Brandon.
He can only do disco.
That kid.
Throw down some Bollywood in there.
I mean, he can't catch a break.
I feel like he's like stuck in Studio 54 in some weird time warp. What's going on?
Right?
And now like in the Sahara.
Sahara. Like, really, what do we think of this number? Because I was like,
I felt like, I mean, I didn't really see what Nigel was saying when they said it was so crisp and so sharp. I felt like it could have been hit a lot
harder. She was like a half point behind him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did.
I thought
feel
Brandon was killing it, and I felt like she was literally a half blink behind him. Like, if you blinked, then, like, she was weirdly off of him. I don't know.
It didn't feel in sync.
Plus, Brandon is so strong. Like, mm-hmm. he's so strong, and he's so sharp, and he's so flat. Mm-hmm. That's why they love when he does disco, because you have to be.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, you can't take yourself too seriously when you do that kind of stuff. And he always has a blast, but I thought she was just kind of slow, and I think she looked kind of weak last night.
I felt like it was sloppy. What did you say?
See, I did think it was sloppy, and I do have an issue with some of her feet and her legs.
Those shovels on the end of those feet.
Definitely.
Dig a hole.
Okay, but let's be honest, though, I've pointed this out on Rudy. Like, if you're at this level, you should be pointing your toes. This is basic 101 dance.
Especially if you're coming into it as a technical dancer.
As a contemporary dancer.
Where's your technique?
You would think you would point your
toes. If I was just watching the show for the first time, I would have thought she was, like, a belly dancer or something. I was like, ooh, that belly dancer girl is so good, but, like,
because she does. She has a great spirit, and she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the costume looked great on her. I thought her makeup, everything looked awesome. Mm. Her disco eyebrows were great. I love that. But I don't know. For last night, I thought that I actually liked the dance on her. I don't know why. I just kind of, for the first time, I felt like I really connected with her.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that she was going to go home out of her and Jackie, of course. But I don't know. I just felt... I felt more connected to her last night than ever before.
Yeah.
I just watched Brandon. And that's always my thing. Once you get paired up with the All-Stars, if I start watching the All-Star and not the contestant, it's Yeah. It's lost. Yeah. It's lost on me.
Well, I think that's the point of the All-Stars is so the contestant has that competition to rise up. Because after the top 10, it's like you've been dancing with the same partner and now you're getting comfortable with that person. Yep. So it's like a whole new ball game when the All-Stars come in.
I think it's really smart because it really shakes things up. And I've got to imagine some of the dancers are like, okay, like who am I going to get?
Yeah,
it definitely is. All right, let's move on to Tanisha and Ryan doing the Argentine tango, Leonardo and Miriam. I thought this was a great number.
This was beyond.
It was really sexy.
It was sexy. Liked it. I felt like she was holding back. I felt like Ryan was like, he is a man. He is a like stallion on stage. Mm-hmm. He's so big and he's so strong and he's so commanding with his presence that I feel like she was very straight up when she did it. And I feel like there was no give in to him. Mm. I feel like she was very... Here I am. I'm trying to be as technical as possible because this is her style. This is her thing. But I didn't feel like she was giving into him as much as she
was in her head. Like, just
I don't know. I feel like she was too worried about the technique and not worried enough about like just like surrendering into what that dance was supposed
surrendering
to be.
Surrendering to Ryan.
It could have been a little bit sloppy. I wanted it to be a little bit sloppier. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like really, just like go for it. And I think a lot of it. I think the reason why she gets passed over a lot is like. People remembering her. I often have trouble remembering her. I think it's her face. Mm-hmm. For me, she does, it's like kind of deadpan a little bit, and I just want her to be really, really in the dance. Because this dance, I mean, it was incredible. And that beginning part where it was like really in shadow, that was great, but you couldn't really see her face. You just saw her body.
I loved all the lifts and stuff that they were doing. Like, usually the Argentine tango is like all that legwork stuff, and they were like doing it, but like throwing her and doing it. Like,
it was
that was
stacked with content.
That was really cool.
The choreography was amazing. I loved the choreography. I thought it was so unique for an Argentine tango.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't go easy on them by any means, which is great.
Not.
Yeah, and Ryan and his fitness like level. I know he runs a fitness business, but I was like, holy.
Ridiculous. Who do you think has bigger muscles, this one or Ryan?
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan
kidding?
Has.
I
get to touch your muscles, but I'm pretty sure Ryan has.
Yes, thank you.
I like your muscles, though.
Thank you. Hey, I'm happy with them, too, so that's all that matters.
And then we go to a commercial break because it is a degree move to improve moment right before Jasmine's piece.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was massive. I was like, commercial placement, here we go. And then they're all talking about their breakthrough moment. And then they would show them, like, dancing with their armpits up, you know, so you would think of degree deodorant.
Jesus Christ.
That was a really good little stick-in, right, poor Jasmine there. It's like, reminder.
Go and buy your degree. You can dance like Jasmine. Legs up to here.
Subliminal messages.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about this piece, because I have so much to say with this. Nappy Tabs is back. They were on tour with J-Lo, which is kind of amazing and awesome. I'm doing a hip-hop number, and I'm not sure I saw anyone but Jasmine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't watch him at all.
No, at all.
Not at all.
Jasmine.
She's something so magnetic about the way she dances, and she's not the best dancer you've ever seen,
right.
But she's so, I don't know, there's just something about her where you're just like, I love her.
She's
it's complete abandon. Like, and you can tell she's so in it. I think she might be one of my favorite people that's ever been on the show.
She's so unique, too.
I feel like when you watch her dance, you're watching a different world.
Yeah.
She's just, like, in her own thing, and you're in there with her, you know? Instead of, like, watching a piece or, like, watching a person. And especially even last night, the fact that she can do that to you when it's a hip-hop dance and it's not necessarily an emotional connection, that's amazing.
And her costume.
Her costume.
She was hot.
I mean, I kept on had to remind myself. I was like, wait, make sure you watch Emilio. And then I was like, I can't go.
I thought Emilio looked really nervous. I think it really hit him hard.
You think he got rattled by having?
I don't know. There was just something. He looked off the music sometimes. He didn't look as strong. He didn't look like he was having as much fun as she was. She looked like she was like killing it and just happy to be there. And I mean, maybe it was because she's an all-star and he's a contestant, but
she had nothing.
Nothing at stake.
Yeah.
It reminds me, though, too, that I really wanted her to win last season. And not that Amy is, I mean, Amy's great, too, but there was something so unique and different with Jasmine that I was like, I feel it. Like, everything she does,
whether
tip-up or your contemporary, I go with it. So, whatever.
Yeah.
She's still an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie and Ade. Oh, here we go. And here's another one. Dice the Oreo. this one, it was probably the one I had the hardest time with all night, I think. This one was the one that I couldn't get into, and I felt like she's got such a youthful energy, and she needs that maturity, and she needs something. It's a step in the right direction. I think she understands where she needs to go, but she's not there.
Yeah, I definitely felt like that piece needed to raise up another level as far as the professionalism and the maturity in their movement. Tice is giving them movement that can be created to be rather mature, or it can be, you know, he gives freedom
hard
in the
to
movement.
Watch.
Well, yeah.
That was hard to
he
watch.
Gives, yeah. He yeah. gives freedom in the movement yeah. quality, and it was too basic. They didn't perform it to the extent that it needed to be performed.
Mm-hmm. And I love that song. It's one of my favorite Gotye songs, mm-hmm. which it's one of those, like, obscure ones, but I love that song. I was like, yes, they're using this song. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. She yeah. was, I mean, that one lift, the press lift, when she was in the arabesque, like, her foot and her leg were so, like, weak. Like, there was no strength to it. There was no lift to it. There was no carriage to it.
It's like, I wish the camera would have been almost at their profile instead of behind her, because you could really see the entire line, how it was not completely finished. It was,
and you saw Ade struggle to get her up, which Ade mm-hmm. is a monster. He's yeah. a strong dude.
Is she just
and the
dead
fact
waiting
that she
it?
Was, yeah, she just didn't look like she really gave yeah. her left. All.
I almost and felt the connection like I didn't think was there at all. Like, I didn't feel like they connected at all that entire mm-hmm. day.
Oh, no, not at all. It was two separate people dancing, and I almost felt like she kind of quit halfway through the dance.
Yeah.
Just like, this isn't going well. And
this weird, like, hunchy thing that was happening. I don't know if it was, like, an actual choreography choice, but it was too much of a habit, it seemed, throughout the dance, instead of being, like, I don't know.
Right.
It just wasn't present enough.
If it was going to be there, it needs to be like, oh, is that a mistake? It doesn't need to be like, is that a mistake? Like, the audience needs
like
to know that
decision.
That's your choice yeah. and that's what you're going for.
And then Nigel said, and this is the doomsday. He's like, I think this is going to put you in trouble next week. And you're like, well, there you go.
Yeah,
see
gone.
You later.
Yeah.
She's gone next week. I mean, I do feel like he puts it out there and he puts it in people's head. And when you're like 13 and 14 and voting, you're probably like,
oh,
okay.
She is not that great. Like, that, no, that's not true. Like, she's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
This style just didn't suit her.
And I think it's hard. She's been with Ricky the whole time, and it was a nice partnership for the two of them. And
oh, let's be honest. It was a nice partnership for her.
Yeah.
Ricky could have been fine with, like, a cat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it would have been fine. Like, he would have been twirling around the cat.
But can I ask you guys, like, when you guys were on, if you just didn't have the best week... Like, did you get to talk with the choreographers, like, after? I mean, were they disappointed in you? Did they?
I mean, I've had some chuckles with some of the choreographers that I've had on the show. Like, I remember when I had a partner, her name was Camila, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Camila was a go-go dancer.
Like, going back now and thinking they had a go-go dancer.
She was a go-go dancer that didn't really know how to dance. And so you would have to teach her how to count, and you would have to teach her how to listen for music, and you'd have to teach her. I taught her how to spot. I taught her to spot because we were doing like a mambo and like trying to turn her, and she was like Google-eyed and like getting dizzy, and I was like, maybe we should take a second and teach you how to spot before we teach you how to do a mambo. But me and Mia had a chuckle about the contemporary dance that we did one time. It was like, she was like, do you remember that time I choreographed the contemporary dance and Camila couldn't dance? And I was like, yeah, I do. So you talk about it. You talk about those moments that you have, like if you have a rapport with them outside after So You Think.
Yep.
I have a piece that I did that I can't live down. Like, it was so
is it the burlap
off.
Sack number?
No, that was a different one. Okay. I have a couple pieces that I can't live down. But one of them, I mean, it was a Mexican Viennese waltz. It was a Viennese waltz to Man of La Mancha.
No.
I was with Dietrich. And literally, like, everyone at So You Think will make a comment about it at least once whenever I go back. Oh, wow. She actually left the show right after that piece.
That was the end of her, huh?
That was it?
Yeah. Gosh, I can't even remember
We'll go to YouTube and figure it out.
Yeah. If you just even YouTube maybe Mexican Viennese waltz, I'll probably be the first one that pops
oh my
up. Because I'm the only one who's ever done that.
Have you ever heard the comments on YouTube about it?
They're so bad. I mean, but I agreed with all of them. Like, usually you're hurt by them, but instead I was like, yeah. That's true. Yep. It was bad.
Because I just wonder what was going through, like, Tice's head, like, while it's going, and then right after, where he's just like, oh, God.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know who you're going to have, and you know you're going to have All-Star. And if you're a smart choreographer, you kind of want to build the piece around their strengths, not their weaknesses.
Right.
And I feel like that was not her strength at all. I don't really know what her strength is.
She's
because
a tapper,
all I've been seeing is Ricky. So... And Ade is so strong. Like, I'm surprised that he didn't give them something with a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more fire. I feel like that was a really subdued, really cool kind of feel that he was going for. And I feel like those weren't the dancers to execute
right.
that kind of feel mm-hmm. and that kind of environment that you wanted to create.
Mm. Well, and I think sometimes the choreographers have it really hard, too, because they're working with all these different elements. And then, you know, sometimes the songs you want aren't... you know, cleared, and so a lot of times things change really fast too, and it just wasn't the right ingredients at the right time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything didn't gel together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. We talked a lot about music clearance too, because Mandy was even saying,
they hate it.
Solos too. Like sometimes they're like, "Oh, sorry, your solo. You know, we can't get the music clearance."
And then they hand you a list of songs they already have cleared, and you have to pick
like
from a list.
"Conga" by Gloria Estefan, and like "On the Road Again" and "The Harlem Shake." And you're like, "I'll go with Conga, but can we get the Vitamin String Quartet version?" They're like, "No, no."
Absolutely not.
I remember when we first did the show, because I was the first season, so they didn't know anything. They didn't know what they were doing. They were like, can you give us a list of songs that you would like to dance to? And this is before we even knew we were having to do solos, things like that. So I gave them a list of like 100 songs. And a week later, they come back. 3 of them were cleared. Like, I'm not kidding. 100 songs I gave them. 3 of them were cleared.
Wow. Did you cry?
No, I was like, oh, okay, well, right. Back to the drawing board. Yeah. Here's 100 more, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I can get 3 more out of that.
Yeah. They actually had to, for one of my solos, they had to call the artist and ask them and show them a clip of me dancing and see, because it was like an unreleased song, mm-hmm. and they hadn't released it yet, all this stuff, and yeah, they ended up clearing it, which was awesome.
That's great. That's cool.
Which I think is why people like Christina Perry and, mm-hmm. you know, they had Christoph Felipe, which is one of our good friends' fiancés, and he just premiered his music on the show, but it's so easy to go into underground artists and say, hey, I love your music, let me put it on, because mm-hmm. they're excited to get their music out there.
And Christina Perry, I mean, she got so much press.
Sharp Hearts, yes. Holy cow. I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the fifth dance. Rudy and Jenna doing the cha-cha by Louis Van Amstel.
I love Jenna.
Me too.
I mean, she is a goddess. I'm sorry. Like, I was so bummed when she got voted off her season. I was like, because I thought she was going to win. I thought she was amazing.
Do you know the fans?
Just did not like her.
They didn't like
her. They never liked the ballroom girls, because I think the fans get jealous that they're all hot and gorgeous and talented and beautiful.
But then she nails it on Dancing with the Stars. Like, you watch her in Troop, you're like, Jenna, 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 like every single time. If she's not moved up to pro, I would be surprised if she doesn't get moved up to pro.
I hope she does.
I hope she does too. And I have to say, Louis Van Amstel, I always like his choreography because it's very clean, it's very crisp. And I know some people don't like it, but I'm like, you know exactly what you're going to get, and you know it's going to be precise.
He never does anything weird either, where you're like, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Just do the style.
Sometimes, like, the story becomes so much a part of it. I'm like, just let him dance.
And
like,
that's what he
said. He's like, this is about dancing and the connection. Yeah.
Steven Spielberg, like, production of, like, the minute and 30-second duet. I'm like,
Mandy said that last week. She goes, I hate it when she's like, a ladybug meets, like, a flower. And, you know, and she goes, I just hate the stories that they try and get us to do. She's like, just dance. No concept, like you'll
feel
it.
When the concept gets in the way of the dancing, then it really becomes a problem, you know?
Because
it just gets too heavy, and it's
too heavy. And it dumps down the audience. Like, you're dumb, we're going to give you a story so you understand
it. Right. It's like you don't go see, like, Netherlands Dance Theater, which is, like, one of, like, the best companies in the world, and have them be like, this is the story. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you're just watching this beautiful movement and dance, and you interpret it the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what dance should be.
It leaves so much more creativity for the viewer.
Yeah. And the choreographer and the dancers.
Right. Yes, and it maybe would educate the viewers to maybe be a little bit better about who they're voting for, as opposed to, like, who their favorite conceptual dance was. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, let's talk about Rudy and this cha-cha, because I actually thought he held his own pretty well against Jenna, and I think that that's really hard. Mm. But Rudy is personality plus, so... Yeah. I think that this was the right moment for him.
I think I was like, I feel like he almost missed a calling being a ballroom dancer. I think as a contemporary dancer.
Is that what he's on the show for, is contemporary?
Contemporary.
Yes. Okay, because he is a ballroom dancer.
Yeah.
Like, his studio in Florida comes to the dance convention that we both teach for. And they're a full, like, ballroom and jazz and contemporary studio. And they kill all of their Latin ballroom stuff. So it wasn't that much of a stretch for him.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. But he's great at it.
And I thought that dance was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did too. I loved it.
He's so funny too. He's a good kid.
Everyone says he's, like, hilarious.
He's a lot. But he's really funny. I love the kid. It's just sometimes you're like, Rudy, breathe. Are you breathing? Okay, good. Because he's just so excited about dance.
Yeah.
But well, that's good.
And it's great.
And it's why he's in the top 10. Yeah. He's not that. I was like, I told Mandy last week, I'm like, his lack of pointed toes is driving me nuts. She goes, we worked on it all week, because he finally pointed his toe last week for, like, the first time. I'm like, yes, thank you for doing that.
And he's partnered with Allison next week, right?
Yes.
That's which I think is going to be that's energy big. On yeah. stage.
That's yes.
That is a lot of energy.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think if they like rein it in right, it could be really interesting.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like he's slowly becoming an adult on stage. Like watching him, you can see him maturing, and I think that's really, really impressive.
When you see people improving, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, people love to watch people on their journey, and so to watch anyone like improving, then you just like, oh, you fall in love with them.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the show's all about every year.
I do really think that he could make it all the way to the end, just based on his personality, and if he gets the right styles that show him off in the right way. I don't know. I just think he has the personality that could win people over.
Yeah, true, but he also has that personality that can make it very polarizing for people that are like, oh,
calm
God,
down,
oh God,
yeah.
calm down. You know what I mean? But I think he has a good chance to make it to the finals.
Yeah.
No one's complaining about him, I'll be honest. Because really? Sometimes we hear like who they're complaining about. Like, oh, gosh, they're so annoying.
Uh-huh.
I'm not hearing that about Rudy.
Oh, that's
so,
good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
it's a good
is thing. Good. One thing I want to ask, just because you guys had that amazing stage. I miss the old stage.
I do too, honestly.
It's like a big gaping hole now, the stage.
It is.
You know, I think the dancers kind of get lost sometimes in it because it's bigger and it's deeper. Before, the depth of the stage was kind of masked by the fact that they had that staircase and you had those levels. And I think the choreographers were a little more creative with entrances and exits and how mm-hmm. to set up the pieces. And I feel like there were maybe less props too back in the day because mm-hmm. of that. There mm-hmm. wasn't enough room for all that crap on stage. So now it's kind of, there's just big hole there, you know. It's a little bit easier to light, I would say. But I mean, other than that, it's just kind of a big, 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 deep, not very wide stage.
I just felt that the old stage, it allowed the audience to be a part of the
dance. Yeah, surrounded.
Part of the show.
So intimate.
Mm-hmm.
They're so far back now, the audience.
So far back.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a proscenium. I mean, it's just flat. Like, that's what you're looking at, dance in your face. But that was just, like, an immersive experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember the dances going up the stairs and into that little balcony area. That was great.
Mm-hmm. As a contestant, I loved being able to interact with the audience more. And when they were surrounding us, you know, you'd walk off stage and you'd, like, talk to people and you'd say hi and you'd lean down and, like, get to know people for a second. And I thought that was so fun. I don't feel like that's as much of an interactive experience for the audience anymore.
Yeah. It probably helped you guys performance-wise, too, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah,
too.
The energy was amazing.
Because you feel it. All right, before we go on to the 6 through 10 dances, I just want to remind everyone, thanks for downloading the podcast on iTunes and rating us 5 stars.
Oh.
We sure appreciate it. And all of your comments on YouTube as well. YouTube's. all the tubes. And, of course, all of your comments on Twitter. We get them all.
Yes, we like them all.
Thank you. All right, next up, we have Jackie and Keon. Travis Wall, contemporary ballet. First time we've ever seen contemporary ballet in 11 seasons. It's kind of astonishing.
It's a brave move. It really is, because contemporary ballet, getting on those point shoes on that stage, and
that stage is brutal.
I mean, it is a challenge. And I think that for what they were given, and thank God, I mean, Travis really knows how to choreograph that type of piece. So they really got a good hand in that. And I thought that she really pulled it off. I mean, that was a really challenging
mm-hmm.
like plate to be handed.
And Keon did not overshadow her. I was worried about that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, the work made it so that, I mean, in ballet, it's all about the female.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So I feel like Travis did a really great job at giving Keon his moments, but also having it be, you know, a real contemporary ballet piece. And it was beautiful. And the lighting was gorgeous. Uh-huh.
Stunning.
It was beautiful.
Gorgeous. That's Emmy Award winning lighting.
And you know what? Really... 1 second. If he does not win the Emmy at some point, I'm going to kill someone.
All of you.
It's going to happen. I'm going to go on a mass dance murdering spree.
All of the ballots were due in today, so hopefully people voted.
I mean, come on, he deserves to win.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Sorry.
You gotta do it.
He deserves to win.
Who do you think is gonna win the choreography Emmy this year? Any predictions? Because you got 4, so you think dancer, choreographers, and Derica from Dance with the Stars.
Well, Derek didn't have this one, so he's out.
Yeah, last year he was walking on air.
So, I would hope either Travis or Mandy, because I think they're the two...
Yep.
Best,
I think they both
most brilliant,
it.
Most well-rounded choreographers on the show.
Yep.
So
we'll see what happens. They're early this year because they're doing the Creative Arts Emmys. They're not putting it on the big show.
Which makes me sad.
Which sucks because last year it was so exciting to have
so
it there.
So exciting. I tweeted the Television Academy and like a bunch of people retweeted it because I was like, let them know for 2015 because
I think they're trying to
break the choreographers into their own grouping so that the choreographers all vote on it. So right now all the directors... and all the are basically looped in with the choreographers. So you have all these directors and people that don't know dance, and they're kind of just basing it
who
off of
this?
You know,
tell
who's
the toddler.
Yeah, so I feel like right now they're. I just actually talked to my agent before. My agent, so LA.
So LA.
But I talked to my agent
MSA
about that.
Or Clear Talent?
Clear Talent. Clear, yeah. Okay. So they're doing like a little, I guess, cocktail reception where you're performing it at this Sunday with Trav.
Yeah.
And they want the you know, the community of choreographers there to kind of show that we are all...
United.
I
like that.
That's awesome.
I like that. I got invited to that today, actually, but I'm going to be at the Teen Choice Awards.
Oh. Jealous?
Are you going to get slimed?
Teen Choice?
Oh, wait,
maybe.
No.
I'll be on the red carpet. Yep. All right, maybe I'll get slimed on the red carpet. You never know.
You know who I do wish could have danced this? Jamie or Eliana.
Yeah.
The contemporary ballet?
Yes. Okay. I think that it would have been a whole... I like Jackie... I liked her, but it just, for me, I wanted to be, like, completely just in, I don't know, I just wanted something
she
more.
She was missing, like, the full, like that extension of it and the finish through, her bone. Like,
yeah.
There was something where it just kind of stopped at the muscle and didn't finish through, like,
fully.
She's a careful dancer, I think,
yes.
too. Yeah.
A little timid.
Yeah, it could have been riskier.
I did like her connection with him because you could see her always checking in with him, and I liked that. But for me, I just
who
wanted
wouldn't
it to
want
be
to
like,
connect with
hello.
Keon?
Well, ding dong, hello.
USB drive. Firewire.
Let's all connect with Keon.
Oh, that's great.
Charge
wow.
it.
Uh-huh. Who doesn't want to connect with Keon? Let's go. All right. We're running out of time, so I'm just going to keep on plowing through these. Ricky and Lauren. Jazz, Mendy Moore, rockabilly.
Loved it.
So good.
Her body looked snatched.
Yeah.
I love Lauren so much. And she looked great with Ricky.
And it was good to see Ricky, like, do something fast and athletic. Because I feel like he hasn't done a lot of that this season.
Mm-hmm.
Where I've known him as a dancer for a long time. That's a struggle for him, is to be fast and really athletic and strong. So it was really great to see him do that. And I know Mandy is super hard.
Yes.
And she's very hard on her dancers, and she gets the most out of them. So it was awesome.
She's got a good critical eye.
She's the best. I've learned more from her than any other person I have pretty much in my entire life.
Wow.
So, for dance, she's amazing.
Cool.
Good to know. What did you think of the piece?
Oh, my God. I thought it was phenomenal. It was one of my favorite pieces of the night, actually. It stood out to me a lot because of how cohesive their energy was together. It didn't look like they were fighting each other for their energy level. It was just like, bam. And you could sit down and watch it as an audience member and enjoy it. I just love that.
That split through to the roll.
The end was cool. What sold it for me. That was great.
Done. Yeah. Done. And Nigel then called poor Ricky a hobbit. What was that?
If Ricky is a hobbit, then what does that make him?
Yeah. Let's go there
for a minute, Gandalf.
Uh-huh. I die.
I can't.
I die. We're in Middle Earth.
Gandalf and Gray.
Moving right along, we've got Casey and Catherine, Spencer Lift, Broadway piece. I'm going to start off on this one because I watch with my boyfriend, who is not a dancer. He can tango a little bit, but that's it. And he said, you know what? Casey needs more danger. He was like, it's too boyish. And that was his takeaway from that.
That was my takeaway actually from like the entire night last night is I feel like I wasn't watching grown-ups dancing.
Adults. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was watching a bunch of kids forced to dance with older statesmen that are a little more seasoned. Mm-hmm. And it really showed last night. It really showed that it threw all the contestants that they were just not as seasoned as maybe they have been on previous seasons, or maybe it was just an off week or something, but they looked really immature and very dance competition last night.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think it's tough dancing with Catherine too, because
she is a movie star, literally.
She was a movie star. Oh my gosh, she is. She's like a Hollywood star, no matter what she's doing. I mean, anytime you see her, she's just
even in
more
class,
and more
like she's the only person I watch in class, and she's so smart, gorgeous,
so smart.
And her skin—I mean, just the fact that she's the most amazing person, her heart and soul—that shines through so much. She can just stand there on stage, and you're like melting.
Yeah.
What about
Casey? Sorry.
No, I didn't watch it because
I didn't really watch
Catherine
him
made the piece.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's one of my favorites. So I'm just like,
he's
what's
kind of been like that for me all season, though. I'm always like, who is that kid? He's actually come, and he's another one that has come to our dance conventions before, and he didn't even actually make, like, our top 10 at Nationals.
Really?
No. So I was a little shocked that he actually made it
through on
the show.
Mandy last week was pretty critical. She's like, you know, he needs some more, you know, he needs to really get out there and do some more, have some more maturity in his dancing and a mature approach. And yeah, she definitely was candid about that.
I did like the style for him. I thought it was really mature in a way-ish, like pushing him toward that. But Catherine is just elegance and grace and a grown
and
up
green dress
and a grown up when she green dances.
It was like watching a black and white movie, but in color. Yeah. I mean, when you looked at her, you're like, oh my God, I'm in the 40s.
She's perfection. She really is.
She is in every way. And newly engaged too.
I know. I saw that ring
Machu
on her finger.
Machu Picchu, like up in Peru. Hello. That's like kind of amazing.
Hello.
The best place. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
All right. Jessica and Twitch doing Nappy Dabs hip hop.
So cute.
My sister was watching the show with me, and she was like, who is that old guy?
Great job, hair and makeup.
At first, I was like, I just saw Twitch a couple weeks ago. Did he gain a lot of
weight?
That's
what I was thinking.
I was like, why is he busting at the seams? And I'm like, oh, they stuffed him with a pillow or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And he still moved that great.
Yeah. It was awesome.
That's Nappy Tabs at their best. Like, when they do stuff like that, where it's clever, and it's funny, and it's really intricate and there's a storyline to it, that's my favorite. That's that's when their stuff is so good, is when it's clever and it's really thoughtful.
And they do that so well. They have an ability to take hip hop and make it into that touching conceptual piece, which that doesn't always work with hip hop. With them, they have a knack for that. It's always so successful.
They were missed. You know, they've been away most of the season, and just having them back, I've realized, I was like, wow, I really did miss them more than I even thought I would. You know,
I was like, the hip-hop hasn't been that good compared to what they've done.
Really. I like what Luther Brown usually does, but he hasn't even been around that much. No. So we just really haven't seen anything really break out.
I just am really happy for Jessica because I think she's finally had some moments to really shine, because at the beginning it was like all Jessica from the audition process, and then now it's like she's back and I'm
happy.
She
looked really beautiful too last night, the way her hair and makeup and the overall look that they gave her. I was like, from the package to her on stage, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty.
She cleans up well.
Yeah, she cleaned up so well.
She does. And then finally we move on to Zach and Amy, Sonya Taya, contemporary piece. This was, I think, a breakout for Zach, though, don't you think? You're making a face, but don't...
I just... it didn't really do anything for me. Like, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't really do anything. There was a lot of handstands. I don't know. I just...
Was that the choreography or the dancing or a combination of both?
No, I mean, it has to be a combination of both. You can't pin it one on the other, but I don't know. I didn't feel it. I felt like I was really proud of him that he did that, and he, now that there was a transition in there where they stepped one way and then they pirouetted the next way and they actually had to change spots, and that is, for any dancers out there, you know how hard it is to change spots mid-pirouette. I thought that was really impressive. I was like, wow, that was really hard, and I'm really proud that he nailed that, and he did a really clean pirouette. But I don't know. I didn't love it, I guess, as much as other people loved it, and I don't know. I'm not a real big fan of, like, the sappy, overly drawn-out contemporary numbers that are like... Like, it's too much.
Mandy said she thought that Zach could rival or be one of the finalists with
Ricky. I did too.
Yeah.
I really like Zach. I love watching him. And actually, I really liked him in the boys' piece too. I thought he stuck out a lot with, along with Ricky. I thought Ricky and Zach were the two strongest boys for the past couple weeks.
The way that he moves his upper body and extends through his arms is truly exceptional for a tap dancer, especially. I'm always so shocked at how he can really, really lengthen through his arms. It's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, that, like, flapping and shuffling off to Buffalo.
He's got it. I feel like it's Casey's going to be the one to go next week. I feel like, I don't know.
I kind of felt that way too a little bit.
Zach, I mean, who else?
I know.
Rudy,
you know.
Ricky. I mean, it's a hard one.
It's going to be tough from here on out.
It is.
That's always the thing, though. Like, the top 10 always gets, like, you always get your heart hurt. Because you're like, oh,
they're all good.
Person that's been home. Yeah. Like,
they're all going on tour. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good stuff. Yeah. It is good stuff. Just quickly, a rundown of our all stars. Nick, you've got Tanisha.
I know.
You haven't started rehearsal yet tomorrow.
Yeah, we start tomorrow.
All right.
We're doing liturgical contemporary clogging to the Vitamin String Quartet version of Via Della Rosa.
I love it. All right.
We finally got them, Vitamin String Quartet.
We finally got approved. Thanks,
Ryan
Fox.
And Valerie, that's going to be killer. Like,
she's got to learn to lift, herself.
Exactly. Allison and Rudy, we talked about. Twitch and Jackie. Jamie and Ricky, you like score.
I mean,
jackpot. I got the winner.
Who's got the best tilt? It's gonna be like
it's
dueling
till. It's gonna be a competition.
maybe we can do like dueling banjos and it's like ding 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 ding. Like,
this one has me a bit worried. How about Comfort and Casey?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tough one.
That's gonna
they're
comfort.
So, and they're such
comfort,
different heights
comfort,
too.
Comfort, yeah,
this
yeah.
is totally different like planets.
Really?
Will and Jessica.
I think that'll be really great. I love
I think that'll
Will.
Be good. He's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie and Zach. I think that's a good
I'm glad Mackenzie's back.
That's another one that
sick.
Hurt my soul when she got voted off. I love that girl
those feet.
More than life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those feet.
Give me a good pair of feet.
Good. She was amazing. She's beautiful, too. Like, yeah. so stunning. Before we wrap up, you know, Shaping Sound, you guys going back out on tour, correct?
Yeah. We start... We haven't announced our official LA dates, but look around October 11th and 12th. And we're actually holding an audition next week, an agent call. Sorry, all your dancers. But
you need an agent.
Yeah, it would just be too crazy because we don't have enough time to see everybody. But yeah, we're excited. We're excited to generate some new blood into the company. And we're excited to work on our show again, do a little fine-tuning and retooling. Mm-hmm. And
how many dancers are you looking for? Just
I think we need... Two guys and three girls, okay. but one of the girl spots has already been filled, I think. We just haven't made it official yet.
Very good. All right, and I just want to clear up one rumor. Did you want a penthouse, like, or the rental of a penthouse your first season? Like, I
yeah.
love this. Like, now it yeah. seems so weird.
It was weird, yeah. They were going to give me, like, this beautiful, like, amazing, like, full, like, amazing pad in New York City for a year, and... I wanted to move to New York anyways, but I was going to be devastated if after living in a year of this gorgeous apartment, moving into a 500-square-foot rat-infested five-story floor walk-up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's six boroughs away.
Right? So I took the money and ran. I actually
good.
Took the money
That's
for
so
it.
So you got your 100 hard. Grand plus rental
Yeah, I actually
money,
ended
yeah.
up with like 172,000.
Oh, you're smart.
I know. And then I invested like... 60 or 70 of that in like a retirement account.
Good
Save
for you.
Your money, kids.
Save
your money. Dancers do not have retirements. Save your money.
Yes, and dancers in business sense. Sometimes they don't go hand in hand, so that's
Talk
really
to your
good.
Parents about it. If they don't know, go to a financial advisor.
I love that. And Emmy winning number last year, Walking on Air from Dancing with the Stars, just give us a quick rundown
yes.
of that before we go, because that was just to die for.
It was one of the coolest experiences, honestly, because we were actually in a room that did rotate 360 degrees. So the rehearsal process was like us with a guy with a remote control, timing out every single time that it moved. And, you know, it wasn't easy to like rewind when you made a mistake. So everything had to be very, very meticulous. And we did it in one shot. So
oh my gosh,
it was
cool.
a one
that's
take.
That's amazing.
How many bruises did you have?
No, not just bruises, Kristen. Cuts. Oh my God. There was a part in the very beginning where I just slide down the wall and I stop myself on the desk.
Yeah.
And my foot slipped off, and I literally went, bam, I guess I don't know if I can say the word badge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's okay. Yes,
cooter
yes.
smash.
We're okay with
she
badge.
Said it.
Cooter okay.
smash. Uh-huh.
So cooter smashed right into the pole.
Oh.
Not only that, but then my bone, like just my shin bone just bam right against the table. Oh. So my cooter and my shin. And I'm just like crying. And Derek's sitting there, and he feels so bad. And he's just like, are you okay? I'm like... I don't know. Feeling my leg, and there was like a divot like that big in my leg. I mean, it took a second to heal from that.
I thought you were going to
stay
in your cooter.
I know.
A divot.
I was in my cooter.
No, my cooter handled it, but.
I'm dying. Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to wrap up this show, but Courtney Galliano will be here next week.
Woo! CG.
Amazing. She's awesome. We love her.
I saw her in here this week.
I did too. I went to the invited
how
dress.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Very
it was great.
Good.
Really
I heard
good.
That they didn't go full Monty.
They no, they didn't. Did not.
Which is the whole point of the show.
I wanted
they,
to bummed. See some...
But they had an audition that they did go full Monty.
That's
the callback,
because Adam Shankman wanted to see it. Adam wanted to see it. We all
Cooters.
Know. We
Cooters.
All know how she wanted to see it.
Starting rumors on AfterBuzz TV.
I love it.
All right. Tell everyone where they can find you online, Nick.
You can find me at Twitter at Nick Lazzarini and Instagram at Nick Lazzarini.
All right. Jamie, how about
Simple.
You?
Twitter at Jamie_Goodwin and Instagram at Jamie Goodwin. And Jamie is spelled with two I's. Gets pretty confusing. JAIMIEGOODWIN.
Jake.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree. We
this
have the same
is,
issue.
And you guys, this is Jake's last show for the season.
No. I know.
You're going to be back joining me for Dancing with the Stars, yes. though, a couple weeks into
a couple
the season.
Weeks,
okay?
So don't give up on me. Don't give up on
if
me.
If you're in
take
San Diego.
Off.
Yeah. Take your shirt.
Take
off.
I'm fine. I'll
just I know. Like... But if you're in San Diego, go see him and catch me if you can. And yeah. I'm at Kristen Burt, and you'll find me on that The Kristen Burt at Instagram and Facebook. So I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.